بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers, sisters listening at home over the receiver. As we mentioned on Friday, Jum'ah, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا حَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ There are no days in the year in which أعمال الصالحة are done, righteous deeds, that are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the good deeds that are done during these first 10 days of the Hijjah. So even sitting here, make our niyat correct intention that we are doing a good deed, amal salih, and this is most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spending some time, qiyam, in the night, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person gets a sawab of Laylatul Qadr night. So we are weak, but at least little while, inshallah, we sit for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will give us great ajr and sawab, especially in these days and nights when the sawab is multiplied. Hajj ka matlab, ulama have explained, ye darbari khudawanzi mein haziri. What is Hajj? The meaning of Hajj? To present yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Darbari khudawanzi mein haziri. Hazir means to be present. So Hajj, what is Hajj all about? Is to be present in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isliye Ramzan Sharif mein ibadat is tarah rakhi gayi hai ke insaan paak saaf hokar darbar mein hazir ke qabil ho sake. We had the month of Ramadan, a beautiful month, 29 or 30 days of ibadah, fasting, i'tikaf, and so much of other ibadat. So during the month of Ramadan, what happens? A person gains or cleanses his heart. His heart becomes pak and saf, now ready for him to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days of Hajj. So see this whole process Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us, that a person becomes pak, saf, clean, and now ready to go and present himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis tarah badshahon ke darbar mein, agar kisi ko hazir hona ho, to pehle uski tayari karte hai. Just like a person who has to present himself in the palace of some king. So first he has to prepare himself. He can't just go shabbily dressed, haphazardly. There is a protocol, and he has to attire, he has to have the right attire. مثلاً لباس صاف پہننا, he has to wear clean clothes, غسل کرنا, خوشبو لگانا, وغیرہ وغیرہ. اسی طرح رمضان شریف میں قلب کو صاف و پاک کر کے بارگاہ الہی میں حاضر ہونے کی قابلیت پیدا کرنا ہے. اگرچہ حج میں انسان کو بہت سے کام کرنے ہوتے ہیں, مگر اصل دربار الہی میں حاضری ہی ہے. So just like that, a person now cleanses himself spiritually and is ready to present himself as a haji before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even the fact that during Hajj there's so many other rituals a person has to do, but the main purpose is to be present in this particular way in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then ulama and mashayikh have written, now after a person is present at the darbar of a king in this world, you go and you present yourself to some king. So darbar mein hazir ho, تو کوئی بڑا ہدیہ پیش کرنے کی فکر کرے گا. He has to take some hadiya. The bigger the person, the bigger the hadiya you're going to give, even in this dunya also. Somebody very prominent, very big person, you take a big hadiya for him. So now, this hadiya you are going to give or present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from amongst all the rituals, ulama, I say, what is the hadiya that a person will give? Is the hadiya of qurbani, sacrificing an animal. So, qurbani hadiya banne ke qabil hai. This qurbani that a person will give, the haji will go, muzmina, muzalifa, arafat, etc. and he'll make qurbani. This qurbani he's giving, he's presenting this hadiya in the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah is not in need of any gift. But this is what Allah ta'ala has planned for man, for the haji. That as though he's going now to a king. This is the king of all kings now. So just like a person goes to a king, he brings some tohfa, some hadiya. Here you're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole mission of hajj and qurbani, it is a story of love, of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a lesson of love. Entire hajj process. The person, the haji will go, he will do those things what Allah has commanded him to do. Shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though it might not make sense at certain point to him, sacrificing the animal does not make sense, but he has to do it, and he does it. Why? Because this is the command of his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the person leaves his home and he goes and presents himself in Arafat, and he's got disheveled hair, he's wearing his ihram, or the women folk, they're wearing their ihram. And every person is engaged in dua and they're crying and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and finally they make the sacrifice. To Haq ta'ala ki dargah ki azmat ka haq to yahi tha ki khud apni jaan pesh karta. Chunanche, aise waqiyat huye. Of course, now what is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king of all kings, what hadiya? The person should in reality give his own life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should sacrifice his own life. But we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. That Allah ta'ala has made such that you don't give your life. Although that is the ultimate, but the person should be giving his life for the sake of Allah. Now if that was the case, that every person has to give his every haji who goes and he must give his life for the end, nobody will go for hajj. Allah ta'ala knows our condition, our weakness. So Allah has made the sacrifice of an animal. And there we come to the whole incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. When Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in question Rasulullah said, "Ma hadhi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah? What is all this udhiya all about? What is this qurbani that we have to do?" And Rasulullah said, "Huwa sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam." And we see in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Chunanchi Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, ko jo Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu salam ki dhabah karne ka hukam diya, zahir hai ki waha par jaan dena maqsood tha. So the whole purpose was to give the life. And we know the entire incident, we'll be hearing this from childhood days, but look at the lesson. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتَ لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ اِجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَآتَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in several places in the Quran. This ummat is following the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And he preached the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He abolished worshipping of idols. He removed that from the world. That was his great mission. People were worshipping idols at his time. His own father, his own parents, his own family members. But with love, muhabbat, affection, ya abati, oh my beloved father, oh my beloved father. Do not worship these idols. They cannot benefit you. They cannot harm you. They cannot eat. They cannot drink. So like that, he tried his level best. He went through great sacrifices with Nimrod. Nimrod was such a foolish king. He asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to do some weird things. And Nimrod himself, what did he say? So he wanted in Ibrahim alayhi salam to prove the oneness of Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam tells him that Allah brings the sun from the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. And showed him all the signs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives life, Allah gives death. Nimrod said, "I can also give life and death." He calls two people, he kills one person. He says, "See, I spared one person and I killed the other. I gave life and I gave death." He was a crazy person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Nimrod, showed him his weakness. Nimrod was claiming divinity and great power. Allah made ulama say a lame mosquito go into his nostril and comes into his head and gives him such pain that his men had to take his slippers and bang it on his head to give him some sort of relief. Such a feeble, such a weak, useless person he was. Ibrahim A.S. went through such great sacrifices and trials and tribulations. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Various tests he went through. Finally he is thrown into that burning inferno, the fire. We know the entire incident, how he is thrown. And everybody is watching. And as he is thrown into the fire, the angel from the fourth sky comes down after seeking permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid and rescue Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, go. So when he comes, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, your help, I'm not in need of your help. Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the greatest of all protectors. Ibrahim alayhi salam shows his sidq, his loyalty, his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his tawheed, his oneness, his firm belief in the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded the fire, قُلْنَا. Allah said, يَا نَارُكُونِي بَرْدَ وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Become cool and safe and sound for Ibrahim. Don't become so cold that Ibrahim A.S. freezes to death also. It must be cold and safe and sound. And Ibrahim A.S. is saved in this way. So he goes through getting. Then he is told to take his son Ismail A.S., a little baby, and Hajar. Take them to the barren lands of Makkah. And that is why when the Haji goes there, the Safa Marwa, instead of just going through the ritual and just trying to finish off to, so that we can finish off with the Umrah, person should realize that what Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam did, how she ran from Safa to Marwa to back to Safa. And she was in search of what? Water for her child. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam leaves them, there wasn't a single person living there in Makkah that time. Absolutely barren. Not a single soul. And she leaves her child, and Ibrahim A.S. leaves them and he's going back. Not even telling them one word. This was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally she takes the courage. Are you leaving us all alone here? He does not reply. Allahu amaraka bihada? Did Allah command you to do this? He said yes. So immediately she says, إِذَا لَا يُضَيِّعَنَا. Then Allah will never destroy us. If Allah commanded you to leave us, Allah will never destroy us. She also had such great belief and faith in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the little child drinks from his mother until she's got no milk anymore. Now there's no food, so she goes up and down in search of some person who can come to the assistance. And finally she hears a sound that was the angel who taps his wing onto the ground, and that's where Zamzam shoots out. And finally a whole tribe of Jurhum come, and then Ibrahim Ismail Salam lives there. And then of course the building of the Kaaba, Allah commands him, Ibrahim and Ismail Salam, they build the Kaaba. And after building the Kaaba, also Rabbana taqabbal minna, O Allah, accept it. Now those who understand Arabic, the word taqabbal, it comes from the Baab Tafa'ul, which has takalluf in it. Not just, oh Allah, accept it. Oh Allah, please, Ya Allah. It's not worthy of being presented to before you. Ya Allah, we are begging you. This is a very feeble effort from our side. Imagine the Kaaba. He said, oh Allah, we are begging you to accept it. And Allah accepted this building of the Kaaba. Allah accepted Ibrahim alayhi salam's sacrifice and Ismail salam. So he went to great sacrifices. If Allah mentions and Allah praises him as what? Inna Ibrahima kana ummah. And ummah is a collection of individuals. It's not one person, it's a single person. Ummah is a nation. Allah didn't say Ibrahim was one single person. Allah said he was a nation. He was a whole ummah. In other words, what the whole ummah could do, Ibrahim was all alone with the power of Allah, he did. Qanitan, he was obedient to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever hukam Allah gave, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam executed that. Qurbani, he sees the dream that he is slaughtering his son. And then the dream of a Nabi is true. And Allah deliberately made him see in a dream that he is slaughtering his son. Allah could have commanded him, Ibrahim, you must slaughter your son tomorrow. Allah is testing him again. Because Ibrahim A.S. developed that love for Ismail A.S. At old age he got the son. And he had such love for Ismail A.S. Allah is testing him. Is the love for your son more or the love for Allah more? So he sees the dream and he knows this is true. The dream of Nabi is the true dream. It's wahi. So he comes to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Fandur madha tara. This is what I have seen. What do you feel? He was not reluctant, ma'adallah, in executing the command of Allah. He wanted now test his son also. Immediately, imagine this son, little child. Must have been around 10 years old. Ya abati, O my beloved father, if al ma tu'mar, whatever Allah has commanded you, execute it, carry it out. No hesitation whatsoever. Now imagine, Hajar, look at her iman, look at Ibrahim salam iman. Ismail alayhi salatu salam, why? Ulama explained, tarbiyat was made, tarbiyat. And this is what generally lacks in our homes. Tarbiyat, the father has to be right, the mother has to be right. They have to nurture the child. From the time the child is born, all the time, talk to the child about the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the ahkams of Allah subhanahu. The love of Allah must come into the child's heart from a tender age. The child must understand who is Allah. I cannot disobey my Allah. Therefore you find many great muhaddithin, mufassirin, awliya Allah. From the time the little children already, they were waliyas of Allah. Already. Why? Because the tarbiyat was made. The mother made the tarbiyat. The father made the tarbiyat. In some instances they were yatim. They had no father. But the mother saw to the deeni condition of a child. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah. Read about Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah. They became giants in deen. Why? Tarbiyat, tarbiyat, tarbiyat. Tarbiyat begins right from the beginning. So, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail salam, you know the entire incident. We're going to discuss that. But they went through great sacrifices and Allah said, qanitan lillah. He was obedient. Hanifa, he was hanif. Hanif means he moved away from all other religions and creeds and beliefs towards deen Islam, towards tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the millat that we all follow. In other words, we believe only in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. So inna Ibrahim kana ummah, he was an ummah. Qanita lillah, obedient to Allah. Hanifan. Wama kana min al-mushrikeen, he was not from the those who were idolaters. Shakiran li an'umi, he showed gratitude to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever ni'mat Allah bestowed upon him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam always made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the lessons for us. We have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Monotheism, the oneness of Allah, that must be embedded in our hearts. Make shukr to Allah ta'ala for every single ni'mat that we have. Ijtabahu, wahadahu. Allah chose him, Allah guided him. إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah says, وَآتِينَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. In dunya also, we give him hasana, good. Mufassirin say, الصِّدْق وَالْوَفَا وَالْعِبَادَ. Allah gave him صِدْق means truthfulness. His allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah shows it to us. His loyalty to Allah. Always, whatever Allah says, that goes first. That gets priority. And also, hasana means that Allah gave him praise in this dunya also. We find Ibrahim alayhi salam, so many different religions all believe in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Most of them. So Allah gave him praise also. Look at our durood that Rasul has taught us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallita ala Ali Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamid. So again Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned. So Allah says, وَآتِنَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And in the akhirat also, he'll be from the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the lesson of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he fulfilled all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He displayed his unwavering loyalty and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, he immediately brought that into action. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to slaughter Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he puts his son down, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ. And this is the lesson tonight, all these days, the day of Eid, and in our entire life, to bring Islam. أَسْلَمَ simply means, and when they both brought Islam, meaning they both submitted. What is Islam? Submission to Allah's commands. Whatever my Allah says, we will do that. Whether my aqal can comprehend that or not. There may be something in Sharia for us, to our minuscule brains, as we say, to our tiny brains and our logic, we cannot comprehend it. But my Allah has said it, I will do it. The Haji, he must go without wearing any, covering his hair. The male, he's wearing two sheets. He's going from one place to the other place. Safa, Marwa, Baytullah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. He's stoning the shayateen. He's making qurbani, tawafi ziyarat, tawafi wida. So many things. Whether it appeals to him or not, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the lesson that we learn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now, when they put the boat down, both came down, or to ready to slaughter, falamma aslama, they both, father and son, jaisa baap, waisa beta. Like how the father was, that's how the son was. Father is going to be a person who is going to haram things and live a life of sin and guna, then automatically the son, in generally, will become like that. Sometimes, of course, Allah Ta'ala makes from a person who is a bad person, but his son becomes a good person. And vice versa. But generally, the mahol. So because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam nurtured Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, then he became of that stature and that maqam. So here again, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ مُفَسِّرِينَ have written. Mufassirin, commentators of the Quran, they have mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was putting Ismail alayhi salam down, he said, oh my father, place me downwards and tie, blindfold me. So that when you are bringing out the knife to slaughter, I must not suddenly become excited and become fearful. And you might see my face and you might feel pity, and then you might resist in slaughtering me. Then you will not be fulfilling the command of Allah. Then, oh my father, remove my garment, my shirt, my kurta. Why? Some blood might come on it. And when you take it back home, my mother will see it will cause her also pain. And oh my father, take this knife and sharpen it before you slaughter me. So it's an easy slaughter. And this is a lesson in Qurbani also. So Ibrahim alayhi salam does it. Allah tells the knife, la tazbah, do not slaughter. See. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got all these asbab in the dunya for us to use. But the ultimate controller, musabbibul asbab, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives the item and the object the power to function as it is being placed in his will for whatever purpose. If Allah tells the fire not to burn, it won't burn. If Allah tells the knife not to slaughter, it won't slaughter. No matter how Ibrahim salam tried, Allah says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah said, in place, in lieu of Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, we sent a ram from Jannah. In lieu of that. And that is now what Allah has chosen for this ummah of Nabiya Kareem. So, مَا هَذِي الْأَضَاعِي سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So we are not slaughtering our own sons, but we are slaughtering an animal, because Allah loved this action. So Allah made it wajib upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also to follow it. Hazrat Muhammad Ashraf Ali Thani Ramadullah has mentioned very beautifully, in which he says that حقيقة قرباني, what is the reality of قرباني? فناي نفس ہوتی ہے. It is annihilation of the nafs. That's the whole thing. He said, اس واسطے ابراہیم علیہ السلام کو ذبح ولد کا حکم ہوا, نہ کہ اپنی ذات کی ذبح. اللہ تعالیٰ commanded, listen to this very barik point here, that Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his son, not to slaughter himself. Allah didn't Ibrahim slaughter his own self. Slaughter your son. He said, isliye ki aulad ki gardan apne haath se kaatna jis qadar nafs par shaq aur sakht hai, apni gardan apne haath se kaat lena uske muqabil mein aasan hai. Hazrat Thani Ramadullah mentioned that if a person to slaughter himself, it is easier for him to slaughter himself than placing the knife on his most beloved child and slaughtering the beloved child. See, to slaughter yourself, of course, it's a difficult task, but in comparison to slaughtering your beloved child, it is easier to slaughter yourself than slaughtering your beloved child. So this Hazrat Thani Ramadullah has mentioned that. Koi baap, bahalte hosh. No real father, the right sense of the mind will have the courage to slaughter his own child. Today, Allahu Akbar, we see almost every day in the paper we hear. And we read, certain person killed his wife, killed his children, shot them dead. Then he put the gun to himself and he killed. No sane person who loves his child dearly will be able to slaughter his own child. So he says, Orfanai nafs. So what he said? That apni jaan de deta nihayat aasan aur sahal samjhega. To give his own life would have been easy. If Allah give you a choice, take your own life away or your child's life, you'll take your own life away. But take the life of your child, it's very, very difficult. So look at the test on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. To slaughter your son. So Hazrat Thani Ramaz al-Khulasa he gives, he says, this is called fana in nafs. The nafs will tell you, no, no, no. It's hard, it's difficult, don't do it. So for us, so many ahkams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat, oh, today is a cold day. We're busy, or we're having a braai, or we're playing cricket, or we're going to the sports, or we're in the gym. Okay, I'll read my namaz later, I'll make qaza. No, nafs is telling you that. So what you need to do now is you make fana. Fana. Fana means to destroy, to annihilate. This is the whole purpose of tazkiyah. Fana e nafs, fana e nafs, fana e nafs. And he says, ka yahi fana e nafs ka, ke yahi mana hai, ki apni nafs ki mukhalafat karna. That a person must make mukhalafat of his nafs. He must oppose his nafs. If the nafs is taking you towards haram, you say, no, I'm not going to go towards that haram. The nafs is pulling you towards pornographic material, my Allah will become naraz. I will not go. That is why ulama, mashayikh say, when you're slaughtering, what is the taqwa? That, wallah, you commanded me to slaughter this animal, I'm doing it solely for your pleasure. Your hukam. I'm not doing it for name, fame, for show. Whether I understand the logic behind qurbani, many people say, why so much of money you must waste, ma'adallah. Iman ka khatra hai. Rather take some money and give sadqaq. Help the refugees in Syria. Anything we say. Do that also. And make the qurbani which is wajib. Every ibadat has got its time and nature. And then we say, don't come for namaz, save all the money and send to all the refugees. Give sadaqah. Now what if the poor man, he got no money to give sadaqah. So in any case, all these things, what is the lesson of qurbani? Ulama says, then when you're taking that knife on the day, why is everybody excited? But the asal is, Ya Allah, your hukam. And like that to understand that you are actually making fana of your own nafs, your khayishat, your desire. All those things, you are placing the knife on that. So fana e nafs. As it, the mashayikh have given so many other explanations. Just quickly, just a few minutes more. The whole qurbani is an Urdu word, but qurban comes in the Quran also. In ahabil and qabil, the word qurban comes there. So qurban in Arabic also comes the word qurb. Qurb means closest. So qurbani, what are we doing? Through sacrificing an animal, in reality, we're becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِيَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It's not the blood and the flesh that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In those days in Jahiliyyah, Arabs would also sacrifice animals. And they had some crazy ways of sacrificing. They would take the blood and smear it everywhere, and some animals would be left in the name of them, of the idols, etc. Nobody did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, you sacrifice, and remember that blood and the meat does not reach me. What reaches me is taqwa. What is taqwa? Ikhlas, sincerity. Please, respected brothers and elders, whilst it is so meritorious to slaughter a nice big animal, Sharia does not give permission to brag and boast about it and now send, take pictures of it, and we send it viral, and the whole ummah say that this person, 1 ton ox or more than 1 ton, whatever the size is, and this animal like this and that. See, again, your sincerity. MashaAllah, people are there, they see it. Alhamdulillah, Allah give me tawfiq. Even after that, وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا ala ma hadakum wa la'allakum tashkurun. Allah says, after all the sacrifice, what you are being? In all these days, especially in the tashriq days, ayami tashriq, when we recite after the takbir, after salat, then also we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah ne ye mauqa mujhe diya hai, ye fursat di. Allah gave me that opportunity to sacrifice an animal. Allahu Akbar. I'm making shukr to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things may seem, you know, little, but they're significant in the eyes of Sharia. You're doing so well, just your intention change, and you did something for show, the whole amal is bekar. Whole action. Haji Saab did so well throughout. Last minute he goes and causes it and he brags about some good deed he did or something and the whole amal is wasted. From the beginning, in the middle and the end, always lillah, lillah, lillah. The person who you're doing it for, he has seen. Like in the month of Ramadan, we mentioned the story of that woman. There was a collection for the masjid in one town. So she comes and she gives it to the person who is building there. So he says, sister, what's your name? She said, no, you don't know for about my name. She said, no, but at least we know that we know who gave. She said, the one for who I gave, he already knows my name. The one in whose name I gave, he knows my name very well. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your right hand gives, left hand doesn't even know. So qurbani, so of course so many people will be seeing the family. There's excitement, you've got a nice animal, look for a nice animal, etc. But to take pictures, first of all, is not even right, not jais. And then to make it viral, now what is it? You want wah wah and praise from every person? That is something very, very crucial and unfortunately many people don't speak about it and it's not coming into our lives. So whilst you are happy, mashallah, Allah gave the tawfiq, but don't brag about it. And the animal also is a method of sacrificing. Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala riwayat, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا ذبحة وليحد أحدكم شفرته وليريح ذبيحته. That you should sharpen your knife and give aram and comfort to the animal. Now so many years we could practice, but on the day of Eid, we pulling that animal and we dragging it, and then right there when it is seeing blood of the animal that was slaughtered before it, or we slaughtering in front of the other animals, and everybody is jumping there, that animal gets fear. Rasulullah ﷺ told one sahabi who was sharpening his knife in front of the animal, you wish to give it two mouths? Why didn't you sharpen it elsewhere? Why in front of the animal? All this at that time, don't forget to read Bismillah Allah Akbar. These are du'as to be read, mastoon du'as, reminding us again, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ again. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. All my salat, my ibadat, my living, my dying, it is only لِلَّهِ for Allah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So this is what qurbani is, some qurb. Getting the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is qurbani ke sari amal mein yeh sikhaya gaya hai ki hamare hukam ki itiba ka naam deen hai. Following my hukam, Allah says. My and Rasul's of hukam. That's shariat. You follow my hukam, Allah says. Follow my command. That is deen. What is deen? Following the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's time, we have many people with modern ideas. Roshan khiyal. They think they are bright sparks. Very intelligent. This thing, sharia, doesn't make sense. That's not right. Where is this? Where is that? Doesn't make sense. Leave that hadith. Hadith could be fabricated, could be weak. This, that. We just follow whatever we appeals to us, whatever our logic tells us. Ah, this is not deen. You're causing destruction to deen. You're becoming an impediment from people, innocent people coming onto the path of deen. And therefore, this lesson of Qurban is very, very important. اس قربانی کے سارے عمل میں یہ سکھایا گیا کہ ہماری حکم کی اتباع کا نام دین ہے. جب ہمارا حکم آ جائے تو اس میں عقلی گورے دورانے کا موقع ہے نہیں. So we don't ask what's the حکمت, what's the مصلحت, what's the wisdom behind this and behind that and all those things. سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ said, if we were to apply our logic and understanding, then we would have made masa not on top of the leather sock, but under. But Allah says, and Rasul said, on top, not under. So deen is not based on our logic. We won't understand. The hikmat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all our aspects, not only qurbani, in everything, this is the lesson we learn. And then of course, the imtihan that came on father and son, and we explained this, that both father and son, they both excelled, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated their sacrifice, that Allah ta'ala made it wajib upon the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not now look for the different wisdoms. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, kya hikmat hai? What's the reason for me slaughtering my son? And why didn't you give me some dalils and some proofs? When a person, and the mufti sahab gives him a genuine pious mufti, who's not after dunya, and he gives you the hukam, person had a problem with his wife, and with a talaq case, whatever, and talaq was given, and now, Mufti Sahib said, bhai, bas, talaq has taken place. No, but you know this, and what's the reason for this, and now he becomes angry. And believe me, he takes it out on the Mufti Sahib. Then he'll go to somebody else, and the third and fourth, fatwa shopping, until he finds that person who gives him a fatwa to suit him. See what you are doing. Follow what the deen has done, has told you, what Allah has commanded you. And that is our test, and that is what we have to do. Just a few ahadiths regarding Qurbani. Rasulullah has mentioned, and just the khulasa, that the most beloved action on the day of Qurbani, Eid al-Adha, which will be on Monday, inshallah, next week Monday, inshallah, here in South Africa. So the most beloved action is slaughtering the animal. That's the most beloved action. And Rasulullah has mentioned in hadith that before the blood, the drop of blood can even reach the ground, Allah already accepts the sacrifice. Mashayikh have written that, you know, when you're taking this hadiya to a king, you're still going to present it, he'll take it, look at it, and all the stories. Here, you gave this hadiya, you present it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blood has not even reached the ground, and Allah has already accepted it. Look at the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned, the sahaba asked that, okay, what will we get from the sacrifice? The Messenger said, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ, for every strand of hair on the body of this animal, goat, cow, whatever, then you are getting one neki. Can you imagine how many thousands of strands of hair on the animal? Then they said, what about sheep? What about suf? Yani wool? The Messenger said, for every fiber of wool also, you're getting one neki. So there was that one jinnat came to that person who had some control of the jinn, asking for this work. So the jinn did the work very fast. Any work, he does it very quickly. Now keep on worrying this person. So now he decided, you know what? I need to keep him preoccupied now, because every little while he finished with the work, now he's coming and troubling me. You see, Qurbani just took place. Count all the hair on every animal in the whole world. How much hair? And you come back to me. He's still counting that. Look at this. Allah Ta'ala has given us such neki. One strand of the animal, and we're getting neki for this. Rasul told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Ya Fatima, qumi ila udhiyatik fashhadiha. Stand, go by your animal that's going to be sacrificed. Now here, don't misconstrue this, brothers, on the bottom of my heart, with love, with muhabbat, not shouting any person, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu. This is shariat. It's not for us to change, manipulate shariat to our whims and fancies. It's not the Maulvis who they have made understanding of the Quran and Hadith, and we made our own laws. If you got any type of shu'ur and aqal, and you sit properly and go through the whole course and sit in the company of the right people, then you'll understand who was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Who was Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi? Who was Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi? Who was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi? How they derived ahkamat from Quran, Hadith, it is mind-boggling. We have in computer today programs where they have not one book, literally thousands of books, volumes, libraries in the small disk you have. Libraries. You just one searching for one Hadith, one word, and you get on the screen all the reference for the one hadith, one word Hadith you're looking for. I was telling the students today, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi passed away centuries ago. We do his Riyadus Salihin in the morning. He never got married because his whole life was spent in deen, Quran, Hadith, Sunnah, and his ibadat was something which we cannot imagine. He should tie himself around a chair whole night studying, and he had no computer in front of him. Yet when we do Muslim Sharif, after Bukhari is Muslim Sharif, the footnotes written by Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is one of the best sharah and commentaries of Muslim Sharif. And Imam Muslim rahmatullah will tell you where it comes, this hadith comes there and the meaning is that, without any computer. You see the barakat of the ilm and amal of that time. You don't have it today. Today even the computer. Without the computer you can't look for it. You don't know the hadith. They had no libraries like we have today. They didn't have those type of books. Even when we were studying, compared to now what our students have, we say we never had so these kitabs, what you are seeing now. Allah's fazal, Allah is great, but I'm saying, look at the ulama of the past. So So don't think that these people, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah, was just some any person. You be like that, then we can talk. They were chosen people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here again, we find on the day of Eid, everybody is making, mashallah, happy. It's a happy occasion. You must be happy. But as far as ikhtilat is concerned, you have to be very, very, very careful. Hijab, the laws of parda. Even women who are in parda, generally, mashallah, excellent. But on the day of Eid, that parda, something flies away. Now, oh, because you're sacrificing. Okay, my brother-in-law is not standing there. But my brothers and elders, those people who are helping those helpers, are they your mahram also? You are slaughtering, they are holding it, your hand is there. All that is not being seen. If you got your own mahram, you got your husband, your brother, your nephew, your father, then no problem. If you, we have, mashallah, farms nowadays. We have places. So the humble appeal is me to those who have those, make some arrangements. Adequate arrangements for, especially those who want to see the, those women who want to see the animal being sacrificed or sacrificed on their own, so they can take the mahram in there. Otherwise, it's open and they're going to slaughter the bull, you know what happens? Everybody is around there. Or slaughtering the camel, everybody is around there. And we all, next to one another, everybody shouting and screaming, the women folk, how they scream. The animal not even slaughtered, already screaming. After he's slaughtered and dead, they're still screaming. Any case, respected brothers and elders, there's something I thought it's important to say, Allah gives tawfiq, hidayat to whoever. Some person might understand. We don't go and fight now, but we have mokah, we have chances. We are people in, elders in the family. But this year, make sure we're going to follow the laws of hijab. We're not going to violate the command. Because what sacrifice you're making? Let's be honest. We say, Bismillah, Ya Allahu Akbar, in the name of Allah, Ya Allah, we doing, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya. I think we are lying then. When you are violating the commands of Allah. And also namaz is becoming qaza, no good. And also the animal has not been paid for. Ask his brothers who go for sheep by the farmers. Sometimes they are afraid to sell to a Muslim person because they haven't paid before. These are small but big things in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can make Islam. It's nothing difficult. It's all again to do with the nafs. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Whether others speak about it, don't speak, but we have to say this inshallah. If I'm wrong, may Allah forgive me. But if it is right, may Allah accept it. May Allah make it be a means of me also and every person, inshallah, coming onto the right way, the sunnat way, the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma also lived in this world. They also sacrifice animals. Awliya Allah also sacrifice animals. We know some people different, very hard, and how this manana is making things so hard. Nothing is hard. Allah has given the sharia, then everything is easy. Again, nafs, nafs. So then, Nabi Kareem Samson said, because for the very first drop of blood that comes down, Nabi Kareem Samson told Sayyidina Fatima that all your previous minor sins are all forgiven. So she asked, Ya Rasulullah, is it khas for Ahlul Bayt, your family, or is it for the general Muslims? Nabi Kareem Samson said, no, it's for us and for the general Muslims, this virtue, that Allah forgives all the sins of the past. And then one riwayat, it is on the day of Qiyamah, it will come, and it will be intensified, multiplied 70 times the animal, and then placed on the scales. Imagine how weighty it is. All this will help the person in the akhirah. Therefore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man dhaha tayyibatan nafsuhu muhtasiban li udhiyatihi kana dhuhan hijaban min an-nar." That a person who sacrifices, but he must be happily, he must sacrifice. Again, not because now it's very cheap in some part of the world in India, we just give the money and finish it. No. You must give it happily. And of course, Nafil Qurbani is sent as much as you want in so many places in African countries, brothers. This is the time. Even in our own country, in so many areas, they have no food. So spend, this is so much of Nafil we got. Not one place, all the Nafil, and you take every meat, jais, to store it in your freezer for yourself and your family. But give the poor people. This is an ideal opportunity to show so many of our indigenous brothers, show them Islam and sharing and things like that. Don't just make those boys work and helpers work. And then you give them one piece of meat in lieu as a salary, is not permissible. That's not permissible. So you sacrifice, you must be wholeheartedly, you must sacrifice your animal, and you must have niyat, Allah is rewarding, anticipate reward from Allah, then this animal will be a barrier from the fire of Jahannam for you. And therefore Rasul said, the person who has the ability to make sacrifice, he's got the means, It is wajib upon him. But still he doesn't make the qurbani. Then he should not even come near to Eidgah. Don't come near Eidgah. What a stern warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, to understand. So many other aspects we have heard previously. And inshallah we may still hear. If Allah Ta'ala makes us remember, inshallah. The important thing is fanaya nafs. Fanaya nafs. And not only the riyah of qurbani. And of course, ulama, I mentioned another very beautiful point that came to mind now, that on the day of Eid we slaughter and we get another, so Eid is 3 days, another 2 more days after that. In many places in the farm they slaughter animals. But after that, now you can't make qurbani. Then the qurbani, no matter how big and huge the animal, now not accepted. Why? Sharia doesn't give permission now. See again, ittiba of Sharia, ittiba of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us a beautiful Eid, a joyous Eid, and please do not forget our Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world right now in Kashmir, my respected brothers and elders. It costs us nothing. Now when you go home, 2 rakat namaz, 2 rakat namaz, after 2 rakat, this region, Ya Allah, I'm so far away. Ya Allah, what is the plight of my Muslim brothers and sisters in Kashmir? Ya Allah, it is only in your control. Believe me, wallahi, thumma wallahi, one person from amongst us might make the dua sincerely and can actually be a means of stopping a whole war that may take place and saving your Muslim brother and sister from being persecuted and tortured mercilessly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this chance. So this is the thing. You don't know who's sincere. Genuine. Just go on the musalla. No, we shout slogans and we talk. You know, you must do it ourselves. At least this much. Cry. 2 minutes, 5 minutes, Ya Allah. You have given us so much of afiyat. Give them afiyat also. Ya Allah, masoom children, their lives will be taken away. Ya Allah, they won't have food. Women, Muslim sisters, brothers, what Allah. You make the dua, inshallah, nothing is impossible. Allah can change the whole condition. May Allah give me tawfiq, wa la tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka, wa natubu ilayka.